AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama is defending the nuclear deal with Iran.
If we don't choose wisely, I believe future generations will judge us harshly for letting this moment slip away.
The president says it's the only possibility to avert a nuclear arms race in the Middle East and reduce the chances of war. And the president says Iran knows what would happen if a deal is broken.
There will be real consequences. Nuclear-related sanctions that have helped to cripple the Iranian economy will snap back into place. Without a deal, the international sanctions regime will unravel.
The president says he has talked to opponents, Republicans, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
None of them have presented to me or the American people a better alternative.
Prime Minister Netanyahu told Parliament Israel reserves the right to defend themselves against all of their enemies and added that they have strength and it's great and mighty. Greece's parliament will vote soon on austerity measures as part of a bailout deal. The AP's Elena Bektoris reports there is growing anger among Greece's governing Syriza party.
The bill is expected to pass, however, because it will have the support of the majority of the opposition parties.
Civil servants protested with a 24-hour strike that disrupted public transport and shut down state-run services across Greece. On Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Janet Yellen says a key interest rate should go up this year.
Decision by the committee to raise its target range for the federal funds rate will signal how much progress the economy has made in healing from the trauma of the financial crisis.
The Federal Reserve has held its key interest rate at a record low near zero for more than 6 years. On Wall Street, stocks are slightly higher, the Dow up 13 points. This is AP Radio News. A director, two actresses, and three musical acts get the Kennedy Center honors this year. Take it easy.
The Eagles, Carole King, Rita Moreno, Cicely Tyson, George Lucas, and former Boston Symphony music director Seiji Ozawa will be the recipients of Kennedy Center honors. The Eagles say in a statement that they come from all over the U.S. and they feel fortunate that their music has been embraced all over the world. Lucas's past honorees have been huge, and it's great to be in the same company. Moreno says the award is the American dream come true. They will be the subject of tribute performances December 6th in Washington. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The big FAO Schwartz toy store on Fifth Avenue in New York is closing tonight. Tom Hanks danced on a large floor piano there in the movie Big. It is the oldest toy store in the United States, but the rent on Fifth Avenue was too high. The FAO Schwartz name is now owned by Toys R Us. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.